Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid
Mass. It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's hour two, Agenda Free Friday, driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. Maz, there's something we want to tell people about. We have an auction online for people.
So every June, we've had the Hoosier Caddy Classic Golf Tournament, which raises funds for Children's Hospital Boston. Again, I started this event years ago, before the Sports Hub even existed, in memory of my nephew. And the Sports Hub was kind enough to take it on. And this year, because of COVID, we weren't able to do the tournament. And the entry fees that people paid to participate in that tournament, thanks to the the generosity of the clubs involved, and it was Atkinson Resort and Country Club most recently, they donated the entire entry fees. You know, they didn't take anything, the club didn't, and gave it to Children's Hospital Boston. So just by playing, people were able to make a donation to the cause. Right. We weren't able to have the event this year, so we do have an online auction going on 98.5thesportshub.com, which includes entry into next year's event, some concert tickets, some Bruins memorabilia, things like that.
So when you say concert tickets, for example?
So Aerosmith tickets at Fenway Park you can get.
When is that happening?
Good question.
I saw that online. I'm like, there's an Aerosmith concert at Fenway? Where is it, a virtual concert?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. So, I'm the wrong guy to ask on that one. So there are
rescheduled to September 14th, 2021.
Okay. So people can go and bid on these items. There's even a button that you can make a cash donation if you'd like. You just go to 98.5thesportshub.com, and at the top of the page, there is a little photo scroll that has the top stories of the day. If you go right through that, you'll find the button for the Sports Hub Hoosier Caddy donation. You can make it there. Just follow the page, follow the menus from there. You'll get to the page you need to go. And again, everything goes to Children's Hospital Boston. So it'd be greatly appreciated.
And there is still a golf outing with you on the table, right?
Yes. I don't know if there's actually this item on that page.
I saw it there.
Okay.
You were in your Trump outfit.
Well, so that one I think is actually just to get a foursome in the event. The actual event.
It's not actually golf with you?
Right. And then Hardy and I often donate a day of golf as one of the items there. So maybe we'll add that, though. That's a good idea. Because this will be up here for a couple of weeks.
I think people want to golf with you.
But, I don't know about that. Maybe you want to heckle me. 98.5thesportshub.com. But that's a place to go. And again, just go through the photo scroll at the top. And all the money will go to Children's Hospital Boston.
Okay. Back to your phones here. As promised, on an agenda-free Friday. Mike and Stowe has been waiting patiently on the cells. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot. Listen, we're a tough town, and at the end of the day, it's talent, it's ego, and it's grit. We got no grit, and if you're going to bet on the come, it's going to be Tatum. We got no grit forever. Package up Tatum and that marshmallow Langford as well.
Okay, for what? What would you trade? I'm going to let you go. I'll ask the panel. Who would you trade Jason Tatum for in the league right now? How many guys?
Oh, gosh, a handful.
Would you trade him for Giannis?
Ooh.
Probably not, no.
I don't know. That's close.
Yeah, because I don't think the shot's ever really going to come.
I worry about Giannis's offensive game.
Would you trade him for Zion?
No.
No, because of I have injury concerns with him and whether or not he's going to end up eating himself out of the league.
Would you trade him for Ja Morant?
No.
Ooh.
I didn't think about that.
I'll tell you that the one that popped into my head right away was Luka Doncic.
Oh, tonight.
Right?
Okay, there's one.
But there aren't many. I mean, if you really went through the whole league, you come up with, I don't know, 3 to 5?
Stu?
Karl-Anthony Towns, ?
Nope, no.
I don't think so either.
No, because part of the problem that is happening with this team is immaturity, right? Jimmy Butler looked at that kid, and Andrew Wiggins was like, these two are bitches, I'm out of here.
I mean, look, they're underperforming in this series. There's no way around that. But I also think people need to slow down on some of this stuff. It's Jason Tatum's third year in the league.
There's no chance they're trading him. When you can look across the league and say there might be two or three guys that you would trade for him, and I don't know, would Danny trade? I don't think Danny's going to trade him for anyone. If he had Anthony Davis back on the table, I don't think Danny's going to do it. Could it be talked into the second or third piece, a Brown or a Smart or a Walker or Hayward, because he has to change up the DNA of the team? I even think Danny's lost his nerve to do something like that. But there's no shot of him changing coaches or star player. Not happening.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if they move Tatum. I think Brown's unlikely. Smart, I think, with the right deal, they would do. And again, and I don't know what the right deal is, but to me, if anyone goes, it's got to be Smart.
Would you go back to that Clint Capela deal?
Tatum for Clint Capela?
No, Marcus Smart. Maz brought up Marcus Smart. That's why I asked about Marcus Smart for Clint Capela.
Yeah, I would.
Interesting. I mean, it's close. I don't love Capela. I'm the wrong guy to ask about him.
Is that what Houston wanted? And that was it?
Yeah.
So they could have had Capela for Marcus Smart?
Yep, multiple times, last offseason and at this trade deadline.
Where did Capela go this time? He went
to Atlanta.
There you go.
Ugh.
Where his career will end.
So, I mean, if I say who'd you trade Marcus Smart for, you could probably give me 40 guys.
Absolutely.
You know, like there's probably a lot of guys that would make sense there. Paul in Fairhaven on the Pats. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Good.
Good. Couple quick points. I love Cam Newton. Never saw him play that much. I think he's here to stay. I think he's going to get a New England Patriot contract, friendly to Belichick. Point number two, with Bob Kraft, I'm glad that went away because you don't want a police state with police out of control with everyone and in everyone's face. But, I'm not defending what Bob Kraft did. Tonight's game, Walker.
Phone is not going to make it either. Kraft on the case down in Florida. It's good to see the little guy win. It's good to see the underdog every once in a while, just, against all odds, come out on top. I love those kind of stories. We've got Paul in Rhode Island. He joins us next on Felger and Maz. Hi, Paul.
Thank you for taking my call. Let me give you a piece of me, okay, on Cam Newton.
Thank you.
I think he's made the right decision. He took Patriots division. He took the advice from Belichick, and he's trying to prove to the Ravens and Chiefs, hey, I am still here, okay?
Okay, when you say made the right choice, what were his – Paul,
money.
Yeah, Paul, what were his options?
Any money left over.
Not listening. What were his options?
I mean, he didn't have many.
Cleveland kicked the can on him, supposedly.
To back up.
Yeah, that was
right. There weren't any jobs. I mean, again, he – see, the thing is a lot of the league looked at Newton and thought he was cashed. They did. There were still those reports even after he ended up here that there were major concerns about the shoulder.
It's revisionist history, Paul. He's here because no one else wanted him. No one else offered him a starting job. This was the only starting job in the league.
This is starting to get annoying.
Right? It's like he had all these options on the table but picked the Patriots because of the program and Belichick and was willing to take less to do so. No, it's the only job on the table. He wanted to start. So are you telling me could he have made $5 million backing up in Cleveland? And $1 million here being the starter? Okay, so then I'll say, okay, that was the right call. But that's not much of a decision now, is it?
No, he had nowhere to go. So he had nowhere to go, nowhere else to go. I mean, it's pretty apparent. And for that matter, neither did they.
I'd say the same thing about the Patriots.
Right.
Exactly right.
They were in the same spot. It was, you're there, I'm here, let's go.
They were both thinking something else.
As Murray would say.
Yes. No, they both.
That's the two people standing in the bar at the end of the night.
Yeah. They both
came. Want to shack up?
And they both came with different dates, right? Then Newton thought he'd have a job and money and all of that, and he didn't. And the Pats thought that Stidham would be ready. It turns out he wasn't. When they got to the end of the night, and they were the last two left standing. And now it's like perfect marriage. They made smart choice. No. They were the last people in the bar.
Oh, totally. Murray, what was your line there again?
I'm drunk. You're gross. Let's go.
That's the Cam Newton era right there. Joe in Plymouth. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. Hi, guys. We've been talking all week long about the last play of the Patriots game. And remember, you're down there needing six at the end instead of three because for the second week in a row, your kicker missed a field goal.
He blows.
Granted, this one was longer than the week before, but
correct.
It doesn't look like folk can make anything longer than an extra point. So do you think the Patriots will have to address the kicking game this season?
Yes, but they won't. Like, strangely, it's like they did with Gostkowski for a couple of years, where they just accepted the one miss a game, a missed extra point every AFC title game or Super Bowl, and they just accepted it because I don't know why, but they did. Hush money for Gostkowski. I don't know what Nick Folk's, what he's got on Bill, You know, why you miss a kick a week? Like, that's acceptable?
Maybe Bill just looks at it at this stage that folk is comparable to anything else out there, and they just need to buy their time until they can get Roar Wasser figured out.
But I just kind of reject that. It's like, aren't there other guys out there who you can pay nothing to come in here and miss a kick a week?
Yes.
And maybe you have a chance to have something more? I don't know, someone a little younger with a liver leg? I mean, if they have a 45-yard field goal, I don't know if they're going to do it.
Yeah, and you know what? It's really the untold story this week of the first 2 weeks of the season. They've left a lot of points on the field. Go back to week one, missed kick, fumble out of the end zone. Week two, stopped at the one-yard line, missed a field goal. How many points are you going to give away? Like, you know, it is something to keep an eye on, these points that they're giving away, because it's 2 weeks in a row now.
Brian in the car with the Celtics thought. Hi, Brian.
I would also say, in terms of moving off from the team, I'd have Brown off the table as well. I just think at 23 years old, if he had gone to the market this year as a restricted free agent, somebody would have given him a max. So you already have him under contract for probably less than he would get. And at that age, I just don't know. It's kind of the same discussion as Tatum, but on a lower level. How many players in the league are you really going to be able to trade Jaylen Brown for that give you the same long-term upside of what he can give you? Like, the Celtics have gone almost 20 years after Paul Pierce without really nailing a cornerstone franchise player in the draft. And then you finally nail two back-to-back years with Brown and Tatum.
Well,
I just think there's really no options to go if you trade Brown.
You're saying Jaylen Brown is a surefire cornerstone franchise player? He's a two or a three. I'm just going to cut you off.
Yeah. Tatum, yeah. I think you can feel pretty safe about.
Yes. I mean, or he
Brown, you hope, turns into Jimmy Butler.
A good number two or three, exactly.
Yeah, right. That's right.
So, like, if we played the game, who would you trade Jaylen Brown for? I think that opens up a lot of things, too, because
this gets longer.
Yeah, because you're also looking for who would complement Tatum going forward.
You like Zach LaVine, right?
I used to. I mean, I don't think that that's worthy.
Well,
though.
Him and maybe a 2021 first-round pick. So he's in Chicago now. There's a rapport with Brown and Billy Donovan, who's the new head coach there, from, like, his under-18 days. You know, like LaVine and maybe a couple of picks or something like
Not
that?
Not enough.
You see, I think it's too early to move one of those two. I wouldn't move either one of those two right now. I mean, not unless you get Doncic back. You know, something like that. Smart's a different story to me.
The first question is, do you even think they should do it? And you guys seem to be yes, which is, you know, really change up this mix, because this mix is never going to figure it out. They're never going to mature to the point where they know what to do.
I mean, I would move Smart. Yeah. Yeah. Smart. I wouldn't move the other two, but I'd move Smart. Murray feels more aggressive than I do.
I do wonder if Danny has the nerve to do that. Josh and Haverhill, quickly.
Felger and Maz Murray, happy Friday. You know, I think the Celtics need Kemba Walker to perform tonight. He's got it's a career legacy game for him. And as far as Cam Newton goes, I think he's going to beat the Raiders, and that game's way overhyped.
Way overhyped? What, the Pats-Raiders game has gotten a lot of hype?
I think there's people that think it's going to be more competitive, and I was one of these people too, but the Raiders are riddled with injuries right now, so they're probably going to romp them.
1 o'clock, East Coast game, West Coast team they played Monday night. I mean, that should be a layup for the home team. It really should be, all things being equal. Kemba Walker has been greatly disappointing to me.
He's a defensive liability, or at least he wasn't this last game.
Which I'll accept if he's scoring 30, and he's not even doing that. And so if I had to point to one individual that I think has underperformed my expectations for the Celtics, it's him. It's him more than anyone else. We got Smokin' Bob Sosi coming in next. I say Smokin' because I think he's loaded for bear today, Mess.
Oh, yeah. We could use a little wrinkle with Sosi. You know what I mean? I don't know how to explain that.
We have some fresh material with Sosi, Stan, but he's got to be in his bonnet for us. You'll hear what he's got for us right after this.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new Business Hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
By and large, we don't remember the last segment.
Felger and Maz.
I mean, I don't remember what I said last segment.
I don't remember what I said 60 seconds ago.
Felger and Maz.
You don't remember who we are or what we said last week.
Yeah, but Felger, I'm the highlight of your show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, it's good to have trust from our quarterback. At the end of the day, as receivers, we just want to make him as comfortable as possible. And when he drops back, he has faith in every single one of us that he can trust us to come down with the ball. So it's really encouraging.
It's time for Hot Sports Takes.
Let's get after it.
Bob Sosa.
Ooh, watch yourself. Don't burn your fingers.
I think the little fella's hot today, Maz.
Oh, yeah, he's hot.
He's got a lot of stuff for us. Let's hear it.
Here comes Bob Sosa. Smoking Bob Sosa and his hot, hot takes. Scalding Bob Sosa. Scorching Bob Sosa and his hot, hot takes.
Okay, so it's that time of the week. Bob Sosa, the voice of the Patriots. We have a new plushie form. We have our Heat Miser plushie, which we'll get to in a little bit.
But, special thing today.
This is a new addition to the Felger and Maz show. Very exciting. We've had the big boy plushie for a while. We've had the sunshine plushie, and now we wanted to fill it out with Bob Sosa, and we thought, well, what about the Heat Miser from the Santa Claus special? And so here we go. We have our new. We'll get to this later on. We'll do that grab ass later.
And he's life size.
But so that's not right. So Sosa has a problem with us, Maz, a big problem with us, and it relates to that comment from N'Keal Harry. When we heard N'Keal Harry say that last week, Maz, it's nice to have the trust of your quarterback. Where did we automatically go?
Oh, Brady, of course. Yeah, and I saw Sosie's smarmy, snickering little comments on Twitter. I saw them. But well, go ahead, say them out loud for the people, Bob. Go ahead.
The floor is yours.
Well, let's backtrack to my Tuesday night, will you? I see your comment on Twitter, Tony, seizing on that compliment that N'Keal Harry gave in direct response to a question specifically about a comment that Cam Newton had made on the radio earlier that day. And I thought I would provide a little context and add something else that Harry said in that same press conference in response to another contract was a question that was trying to lead him into that comparison between his current quarterback and his former quarterback. And mainly, more than anything else, I responded to needle you. And the next thing I know, within a couple of hours, I'm getting bombarded on Twitter and yelled at by Adam Jones on the radio. So
we've taught Jones well.
So what's your point, Bob? Why is it not fair to look back at how Newton's handling Harry and how Brady handled Harry?
Well, look, nobody's been higher on Cam and his signing since day one than me. Other people might have been talking about celebrations and questioning whether he's going to fit in or not. You know, I'm on the record, social media, website, podcasts, on air with my reports from training camp, trying to recognize what Cam would and thus far has brought to the Pats. He deserves tremendous credit, and he's getting it, rightfully so, from his teammates, including Harry. But again, I go back to the comment that he made that you guys just played. It's about a specific question regarding something Cam had said earlier in the day on radio regarding a question whether or not he would like to see if he thought the Patriots had the answers in the locker room. And he and Harry was asked for his response to that. And a little bit later on, as I said, when Harry was asked a question that I thought more or less was intended to draw him into a comparison between working with Cam and working with Brady, that's when he said, hey, Tom wanted me to succeed too, but I wasn't healthy. And this is what I want to examine, and it's that part of it, the health part. Let's go back to the spring of last year, May of last year, and if I could have a little assistance for the television viewers, Vinny, if you have them available, could you please post some of those slides from social media last May? Tom Brady spending time with N'Keal Harry, if not in his backyard, then maybe at Dexter Southfield or some other local field, working, investing time with the young receiver, independent of team activities. And then let's fast forward to training camp and the preseason. Harry is injured in joint practices in Detroit, re-injured in the preseason opener against the Lions. So he's injured on August 8th. He doesn't return to practice until October 15th, not activated until November 2nd, plays 220 snaps in seven games compared to two games this year with 112 snaps. He's gone his rookie season, missing virtually the entire preseason, first 2.5 months of the regular campaign, and he's trying to catch up to a train that's been moving down the tracks for the better part of two decades try to learn an offense that is built around Tom Brady. Now he's a second-year player, and he's been healthy. And he's actually ahead of the quarterback when it comes to understanding the base concepts of this offense. But at the same time, he's been able to grow with Cam in an offense that is now evolving around this quarterback. Was Tom demanding of receivers? Yes. Was he disgruntled by the end of last season? We all know the answer to that. Did he freeze out Nikhil, as it seems to be the implication? Did he pull a Kyrie Irving on Nikhil, as I've seen some people suggest on social media? He targeted him 14 times in the final two games, more than any receiver who was out there. And remember, he wasn't getting the volume of snaps late last year that he's gotten thus far this season. He played 61 snaps on Sunday against Seattle. So my problem with it is, why do we have to seize on a compliment that I think diminishes, takes away from the credit that both Newton and Harry deserve, and twist and turn it into a criticism that attracts a lot of mileage? And my ultimate point is this: Tom Brady won 6 titles here. He's in Tampa Bay now. Let's let him go.
Oh, no, can't do that, Bobby. That's not the way it works. No.
I hate that whole take.
Of course you do.
What's your problem with it, Maz?
Because I think it ignores the fact that, A, Brady was unhappy for 2 years, and that, B, he effectively quit. You know, relative as much as he can, he disengaged. He just wasn't into it as the year went on. So whether Harry was hurt or not, I just don't think Brady believed that it could work. That's all, Bob. And he knew he was going out the door. It just ignores the Brady timeline.
Yeah, we know. Hey, Tony, we talked about it last year after the Philadelphia game and the win and his comportment at the press conference. And I said at the time that I thought it was an indication that maybe he saw that this team wasn't going to be good enough to get to where it wanted to go. In retrospect, now we realize that by that point, he knew that this was going to be his last stretch run for the team. I'm not saying that Tom last year carried himself the way one would expect him to do, and the way I think he did for the better part of his career. But I think when it comes to Harry, it's independent of some of the other young players that have been around him. And we've talked about this in the past, too, when we talk about development of young receivers and you know, why they don't seem to flourish in the system. And I go back to sometimes what's invested. You know, Chad Jackson, Aaron Dobson, high-round picks before Nikhil Harry. And those guys did not have productive careers at all when they left New England. And I do think that Tom last year made an honest effort early on, particularly with Nikhil, and I think that Tom does have Nikhil's best interest at heart. When Tom was going to Tampa Bay, he posted a public message to Harry, and I think it was very supportive. But again, my point is, I agree. I think Cam Newton has made a real big difference in terms of the positive energy.
A bigger difference? That's the question.
He's a cheerleader, okay?
Bob,
he's a different guy.
Would Harry be better off if Brady were still here?
Would he be better off if Brady were still here?
Yes or no?
He could be.
That's not that could be is not a yes or no. Would he be better off if Brady were still here?
Brady's not here. I mean, if Brady had a...
I knew that. Yeah, I had that one.
With his understanding of the offense?
Would he be better off if Brady were still here?
Hypothetically speaking, Bob.
He's in his second year. I would think he would be better off. Are you saying he's better off than he is this year?
Would he be better off with Brady as his quarterback or Newton as his quarterback?
I think that he would be better off in year two than he was in year one because he's healthy and he's had a year in the offseason to really understand the playbook and develop as a pro. I mean, Edelman talked about it today, understanding a routine. It's so important to succeeding in the NFL. He's very, you know, go back a month. Nikhil missed 3 straight days in practice. A lot of people were wondering what that was a sign of, and Julian was asked about him. And at the time, he said, go ask coach about Nikhil, and then he gave a bit of a monologue about accountability to your team and the importance of being out there. And sure enough, after a scheduled off day, Nikhil was out there, and he's really progressed, and Julian has expressed his pride in him earlier today on the radio and later in a press conference. So I think it's hard to look at it in a vacuum. He's healthy. He's in his second year. He's in an offense that is simplified.
Boy, that's a long answer for a non-answer, Bob. I'll tell you what, Bob.
Try to catch up to the quarterback.
We got the plushie because of the smoking hot nature of your takes, and that thing just cooled that fellow right off.
Yeah, we're going with Snow Miser next week.
So yeah, but Maz said it's also to scale, which was just a cheap shot. You know, like just.
The camera plays tricks. It's bigger than it looks.
You are at least a little bigger than that guy. But so we can't have the Heat Miser plushie without some production, Bob.
Oh no, okay. We need the song.
So
what do you need? What do you need? What do you need from me, production wise?
Nothing. We need you to listen.
Dun,
Jimmy.
I know.
was Mr. Bob Sosi. He's got hot takes.
Yeah, he was miserable.
And he thinks that Felger and Mads are just a couple of snakes.
And he's right.
He's Mr. Bob Sosi. He's 5 foot fun.
5 foot two.
Here comes a take that'll scorch you like the sun.
So good, it's not even funny.
That is awesome. That is great.
Does that replace the hot takes with Bob Sosi open that we have?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, we're due for a change there. You notice this little fella's nose is red, Bob, which is, I'm guessing, what you look like after a couple of cocktails, my friend.
Bob, we look forward to the call.
A couple of cocktails and more after this appearance. Oh, my God.
No, you did good, Bob. So we'll see you Sunday at 1, Patriots Raiders. We look forward to the call.
I look forward to it as well, guys. Thank you so much.
Okay, Bobby, thanks so much. Bye-bye. We'll pick this up on the other side. Well, you can weigh in. You tell me, Patriots fans, is N'Keal Harry better off with Cam Newton, or would he be better off if Tom Brady were still here? To your phones after Murray's update. No, there are a few commercials, but then we're right back with you.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new Business Hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
You can listen to Felger and Mazz on your phone with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Frankly, it's what we deserve. We're a nation of idiots.
Felger and Mazz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I can't imagine the pressure you must have felt last year as a rookie. No matter how talented you are, having to get thrown into this system with that quarterback who had so much success. And now a year later, with you growing and maturing, how helpful has it been to have a guy who really seems to be in sync with you and wants to see you succeed?
When it comes to wanting me to succeed and in that regards, I think Tom wanted me to succeed just as much. But like I said, it's just hard trying to compare. And, you know, I just feel like as a rookie, it was just a lot harder for me to try to grasp the offense, missing half of the season, and then just getting thrown in there like that. So, like I said, it really is hard to compare, but it is helpful having Cam guiding me along everything that's going on.
All right, so that's the sound we did not play for the Heat Miser there, Bob Sosi, because it would have suited his agenda. Smart, you know, Harry won some points with me there just for smarts, you know, knowing that the media guy was baiting him.
Yep.
You know, and sort of understanding, just having an awareness of this debate, this storyline, it's really a tension point, you know, probably down there too, never mind in the court of public opinion, about how Brady carried himself and he and Bill and how that impacted the young receivers. And well, Harry lived it, right? I mean, he was one of the guys last year that expressed that, you know, the pressure of performing for Brady or else he shuts you out. So, I mean, so Harry's smart to know that the reporter was baiting him and to protect Tom on that one.
And Paul Perillo said that on Wednesday, right? Like, you know, he thought the best thing Harry did was the way he answered that question.
Yeah.
And it's a, you know, when you hear the whole thing, and I hadn't heard the question until just now, It was intended to bait him into that.
Harry, better off with Brady or Newton?
Newton.
Newton.
Why?
Oh, because Newton's actually going to throw to him.
Yeah, because
period.
Thank you. Right. Newton's invested in all of it.
Is it because Newton's better?
No.
No.
Is it because Newton can run around?
No, Newton's invested.
Thank you. I mean, but
Newton's the new guy who's willing to give everybody a chance.
That's it. And also, I think we haven't really hit on this, but Maz was big on this before, and it's true. Maybe the whole offense has been dumbed down to Harry's level. And I'm not saying that he's dumb. I'm saying he's a second-year receiver.
Right.
And so the whole thing is slowed down to Harry, to where he's at. Where, you know, again, he comes in, the system's 20 years old, now the system's 2 years old, or whatever.
It's multiplication tables and not algebra.
Yes. Yeah, right. It's, you know, again, let's teach him how to walk before he can run. So keep it simple.
He comes in last year, Brady's speaking Mandarin Chinese, and he's speaking, and now everyone's speaking English. It's like, but to me, the number one thing, it's not that Newton is better than Brady right now. I don't think he is, and it's not that Newton runs around. It's that Newton is willing to throw to him. Newton's willing to throw to him. And that's an interesting stat. Harry had some targets, you know, at the end of the season, which I don't quite recall. I mean, I just don't feel that last drive, the drive that would have put him ahead, didn't Newton throw to him three times or something?
I think that's right.
Certainly, the last play, second to last play, he threw to him.
Okay, but here's my problem with that stat. And again, the stat is the stat. Okay, we can interpret it however we want. Those 14 targets that Brady made to Harry at the end, did Brady think they were going to work?
Probably not, but
right.
That's...
So this is my point, though, is that he throws it like, okay, fine. They want me to throw this ball over here. Here's what I'm going to do. They want me to work with Izzo and Lacoste. Fine. I mean, that's what I'll do. But Newton believes it can work. Right? There's a difference there.
He's willing to give it a chance.
Yes, that's all. He believes it can work.
So to me, it's about mentality. It is, and this is. I'll just go back again. I think it would have existed whoever Bill had chosen a quarterback. That's not to say any quarterback, any crap ass quarterback. It would have worked, but if Bill thought that guy could, you know, succeed and invested in him and whatnot, and if that's Stidham or Hoyer, I still think it would have looked better. With Newton and his ceiling, it has a chance to look, you know, a lot better. But anyway, that topic's on the table with everything else here on Agenda Free Friday. Woody and Lowell, go ahead. You want to weigh in?
Yeah. You guys kind of stole my thunder. I agree that with Newton coming in, you know, as a new quarterback, he has no preconceptions about anybody. He's willing to give everybody a chance. And I think that's really worked out well for the team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that could have existed with other guys other than Newton. It's just that condition, I think, is the key. But that whole thing about the offense, Maz. Now, maybe they were too simple down on the goal line there at the very end, and that cost them, and I think they were. But the offense has been simplified, which you've been talking about for years.
Yeah, I just think it's a big thing because, again, what good does it do to have a quarterback who's got 20 years of experience if the receivers don't? It just they can't function in the same way that Brady did.
Okay, Murray's opening take on this Agenda Free Friday was that if and when the Celtics lose this series, Danny Ainge has to move a major piece and change the dynamic of this team. Who's on your list? Chris in the truck, you want to weigh in on that? Chris in the truck, okay, you can call us back. How about Murph in the car? He's up next with Felger and Maz on this. Go ahead, Murph.
Yeah, I just want to start and say Jason Tatum may currently be the most overrated basketball player in the NBA. The amount of freaking love that this guy gets, I mean, especially up in this area and the hype, it blows my mind because every time I watch him play, I want to freaking throw up. Okay, he's one, soft as puppy poo. Okay, two, does not want to play a lick of defense. If anybody gets physical with him, he is out, all right? And three, his shot selection is just atrocious, all right? He wants to shoot step back, sidestep, three-pointers. He thinks he's freaking Kobe Bryant, all right? And Jaylen Brown is the best basketball player on the Boston Celtics. He's a guy who does it at both ends of the floor, offense and defense, all right? And he's more of a leader than Jason Tatum right now. I mean, I know the locker room's kind of a mess, but he steps up at the end of the Toronto game and takes full blame, and it really wasn't even his fault. There was other guys wrong in that play.
Okay, Murph, I got you. So if you had to move one, it would be Tatum, not Brown.
No.
He's in the minority on that.
Oh, he is. Brown might be a more complete player, although he doesn't pass.
He's not as good a scorer as Jason Tatum is. I don't think he ever will be.
Look, I don't know what his problem is with Tatum. He was 15th in the league in scoring this year.
I was going to say, he's third-team All-NBA. It's not just here that's overhyping him. That's a national recognition there.
Yeah, and again, it's his third year in the league. Remember, he's a year behind Brown. Brown's got 4 years in. So compare Brown last year to Tatum this year. Like, the, you know, it's not you can't just look at him at this moment and say who's what, because Tatum's a year behind.
We continue with your calls and the Cam Newton love in our long commercial-free segment next.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Bill Belichick sits down with Zoe for his exclusive game day interview all season long.
Big win against the Eagles.
Everybody did a good job.
Now back to Felger and Mads. Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And I'll tell you the thing that jumped out to me. His mechanics have always been kind of hot and cold. I think his mechanics now are excellent. And I've always been a critic of Cam Newton. But if that's the Cam I get, I'm good. You can win that. You Belichick, that defense, and that Cam, they are basically a vertical dimension away from being a handful. Maybe they get it in the draft. Maybe they get it in free agency. Maybe they go ahead and get OBJ. But what I'm watching right there looks like Cam has put his arms around the system. The system, Bill Belichick's put his arms around Cam. What a pleasure to watch. That's football.
It's time now for What Matters Most from the Week in Sports. It's presented by Kaplansky Insurance. They protect what matters most. For auto, home, or business insurance, experience a Kaplansky difference today. Yes, there is a difference. Kaplansky, that's K-A-P-L-A-N-S-K-Y, Kaplansky.com. For your insurance need, what matters most is the Cam Newton honeymoon period, the love affair with Cam Newton, and this consensus opinion that now they're better off with Cam Newton than Tom Brady. That did not take long, I'm telling you. And I think so much of it has gone too far. So much of it is sort of missing the mark about what the real difference is. I think the difference is an investment and not the fact that Newton throws better than Brady, which he still doesn't, or moves better than Brady, which he absolutely does. It's the organization and the team needed a reset with sort of the downward spiral of Brady and Bill's relationship. And how Brady, you know, interacted with his teammates. That thing was trending down, and it had been for a little bit. And that needed to be sort of wiped away. They needed to have a quarterback. They needed to dumb down the offense. They needed to have a quarterback that believed in his receivers and was willing to invest in all of that. And that's been the number one thing. And so that's been, to me, fascinating to see. That's one thing I think that has to be conceded, Maz, is that it just feels better. It feels like a more functional situation than it was last year.
Feels cohesive.
It does. It just feels like you can just tell they're on the same page. And now look, Newton's forced to be on that page. He has no other choice. He has to get with the program. And so he is. So I'm not saying he's made some sort of grand sacrifice or something. It's that would have been the case with a lot of quarterbacks. But I feel like not much has been proven through 2 weeks other than that They needed a little attitude adjustment as it relates from the quarterback position.
I mean, at the end of the day, you got to have all 11 going in the same direction, don't you?
Yes.
And if the one who's not is the quarterback, that's not very good. Like to me, that's the ultimate thing. And again, this goes back to way in the offseason where we were talking about Stidham. I didn't know if they were going to put up more points or not, but I thought the offense would work better together. I thought you'd see that, and I think you're seeing the same thing with Newton.
So there's a lot of debatable points, you know. Is it Newton himself, or is it the coaching? Is it should they sign him or should they not sign him? Can he hold up or can he not hold up? You know, who's better right now, Newton or Braylon? We can debate all those things. We will. A thing that I think should be beyond debate right now is that thing. They needed to clear the air there of the Brady-Bill thing. It was getting in the way, and they're well-served resetting the offense with someone else. And I think that I'm seeing through 2 weeks, that I felt would happen, that's happened, and it's happened pretty quickly. And so here we are with that. So, like, that I think is an important thing. But, you know, this mechanic thing, now a debatable point. The people who don't want to give Bill credit are dismissing this mechanics thing, right? Perillo did it on Wednesday, like, famously. Like, they want to give the credit to Newton, that Newton's a brilliant individual player. He's done this before, and this is all about Newton. I want to look at it, and others like me want to say, well, I'm sorry. I think it's largely, in conjunction with your talent, the coaching, the position you're being put in by the coaching, and probably the instruction that you're getting. And it's not just the coach putting you in a position to succeed by the play calling. It's, I think, the attention to detail. So I firmly believe that Jed Fish, or whatever that quarterback coach's name is, or Josh, or Bill, is getting to Cam and saying, listen, when you set your feet and square your shoulders and throw over the top, you're going to be much better off than just throwing off platform like you like to do. That's when you get in trouble. Here's some tape of you throwing wildly. Look at your feet. Here's some tape of you throwing well. Look at your feet. Look at your shoulders. I think the Patriots operate like that, and I don't know if everyone else does.
Oh, I don't think there's any question that's a factor. I think the bigger jump is with what they call him when they call it. I just think that they know what throws Newton's good at, which ones he's not. And so now I'm not dismissing the mechanics. I think that's part of it.
I think it's everything. But Mike, to
dismiss the coaching is crazy. I mean, it's crazy.
But I think people want to do it. I bet Gasper's going to want to do it.
Yeah, it's just, I say this all the time. Why does the coaching matter when a guy is here and it doesn't when he leaves, right? It's like, we can use Brady as an example now, or Deion Branch. How many Patriots players have gone somewhere else and not been good? Well, that's because they didn't have Belichick as their coach. So it's the marriage of the two. It's when you take a guy with talent and he works in your system and you have Belichick coaching him. I think historically that, you know, they've messed with that too often. I'm getting off track. But there's no doubt Belichick's having an influence on Newton.
But from the strict mechanical thing is, you know, I think a point people want to fight, you know, that Newton's mechanics are improved and Belichick and the coaching is the reason why. You know, again, Perillo strongly disagreed with that. But there's been a lot of people, and again, so he asked me, do I see anything different with Newton? I'm not fully qualified. I watch Newton from afar like the rest of us, but I can't tell you, did he throw it, you know, did he throw straight over the top or three-quarter, and were his feet square, or were they at 10 and 2? I don't know. I didn't follow that. But people who watch it a little closer, or more national people who do, have said this. Newton admitted it today. Newton admitted it today. Why don't you play that cut? Newton was asked this today about the coaching and the mechanics, and he acknowledged it.
This week, Coach Belichick talked about your delivery and how hard you've worked on to sort of refine it. He said you've made some modifications with some help of the coaching staff. And, you know, for someone who's been throwing the football all his life, I imagine throwing the ball is like muscle memory to you. So how difficult is it to make modifications to your delivery? And just how helpful has Jed Fish and Josh McDaniels been in that aspect of the game?
Extremely helpful. Extremely. I mean, we don't need to go into details, but I mean, I just let the performance speak for itself. I mean, I'm comfortable. And it's just holding each other accountable. I think that's a phrase that's used around here a lot. And knowing that, yeah, you could do it your way and you'll be isolated, or you could do it our way and, you know, and just buy in. And I said since day one, I bought in. I would have bought in anywhere that I would have been affiliated with. The fact that I'm here, I'm buying into whatever they tell me to do, and it's my job to get it done. So, you know, I'm on board with Coach Jed, definitely on board with Coach Josh, Mickey D's, and obviously Coach Bill. So, you know, everything else needs no explanation.
Again, just
and I take it just the results speak for themselves so far. Completely.
That's fine. Again, he's saying the right thing, but I mean, he's acknowledging it.
Oh, I think it's even changing a little from week to week. I mean, now that I think of it, did he have any batted balls against Seattle?
I don't think so.
Week one against Miami, you had three of them.
Yeah.
So maybe that was just something, hey, watch out for this.
I mean, let's just flip them again. Let's say Bruce Arians decided to, let's say Cam Newton ended up in Tampa. Do you think Cam Newton has his highest completion percentage of his career through 2 weeks?
No.
No, probably not.
Because Arians is, grip it and rip it, and all his nonsense.
Win or lose, we boost.
Right, he's not sitting there look at your feet, look at your shoulder, look at this, here's the tape, I'm going to have my minions cut up all this tape, here it is, take this home, look at this, we're going to work on this when you throw here. Like, Arians doesn't operate like that. So, coaching's a part of this.
It's a big part of it.
So, I mean, that's what I think. Again, it's a debatable point. But the Cam Newton love, it has gone. It's gotten Cam Newton has saved the Patriots. That's another narrative that I reject. We'll pick that up on the other side. Maybe Chris Gasper feels that way. I don't know. We'll talk to Chris when he arrives. Sometimes he's fashionably late with his Gucci mask. Whenever he's on, we'll talk to him. We've got 90 seconds first for Big Jim Murray's update. There are no commercials.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.